Zitara Ishe Jesu Kristu.
We appreciate the Lord tonight.
Tinotenda Ishe madekwa na ano.
For this time is given to us.
Ne kuda kwenguwa ya watipa.
To be in the house of the Lord.
Kutitive miimba ya ashe.
We would like to extend greetings to all of you.
Tuda kuunza kwa ziso zangu kwa muri mose.
Especially the elders. Amen. Let us bow our heads and pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we are so thankful tonight.
Amen.
That you have given us another opportunity to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Thankful that, Lord, we still have a chance while we're still on this other side of time. Before we cross, Lord, to the other side, time to correct and do that which is right.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for your children. Believers have come tonight to worship the Lord.
Amen.
We never came to see each other, though that is right.
Yes.
But we came to meet with you.
Amen.
To compare our lives with you. To once more say, Lord, we are grateful that we're still serving you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for your children. Meet with us tonight. Speak to our hearts. May you encourage us, Lord. Many hearts have been discouraged. But, Lord, this is the opportunity that, Lord, you can encourage us.
Amen.
We are waiting upon you.
Amen.
In the wonderful name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord bless you. Maybe before we take our seats, so we'll just sit once. Let us read our Bibles. We want to turn to the book of Jonah.
Rajona.
Just a little thought to lead us into prayer.
Kanotitungamira mumunamato.
Amen. If you are there, Jonah chapter 2.
Kana mapawana, Jonah chitsauko chechipiri.
Let me read verse 1.
Takuverenga ndima yekutanga.
Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord, his God, out of the fish's belly.
Ipapo Jonah akanyengetera kuna Jehovah Mwari wake ari mudumbu rehove.
And said, I cried by the reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me out of the belly of hell, cried I. And
akati,
thou heardest my voice.
Akati, ndakadana kuna Jehovah ndiri mumnamo yangu. Akandipindura. Ndakadana ndiri mudumbu resheori. Imi mukanzwa izwi rangu.
Amen.
Amen.
When you've got time, you can read these other verses. But let's go to verse 7.
Kana wenye nguwa uchaverenga mama verse, asi isu ande ipa verse 7.
When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, into thine holy temple.
Mweya wangu wakati uchizia mukati mangu, ndikarangarira Jehovah. Munyengetero wangu ukapinda kwamuri mutemberi yenyu tsvene.
They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy.
Vanorangarira zvisina maturo zvenhema, vanorasa nyasha dzavo.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's stop there by the grace of the Lord. We want to pray again. Lord, we want to thank you for the reading of the scripture.
Amen.
But we commit this scripture into your holy hands.
Yes, Lord.
Asking thee, Lord, to quicken and give us, Lord, the benefits thereof.
Amen.
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord bless you. May be seated. We want to salute all of you, especially the elders. elders, deacons, trustees, and God bless you. We certainly want to appreciate the Lord for that, for this opportunity to come and speak a little bit about the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I don't want to waste time because our time is really, really precious. Amen.
Amen.
I've got a little thought tonight to share with you. Realizing many people are discouraged because of what is befallen us. But to whom should it happen to? If not us. We just accept it. And we say, may the Lord be praised. For the Lord giveth, He taketh away, and blessed be His holy name. And tonight, I just want to speak a little bit and try to knock out that mind which has been occupying us so much. That has been occupying our minds so much. Because the devil is rejoicing as long as we keep sad.
Diabore anoramba achifara kana isu tikangoramba takasuruwara.
But I want to tell you, church, it's time to tell him that life is not over. You know, we are soldiers. So if one falls, don't throw out your gun. Keep on fighting. And my little message tonight, my little message tonight is refusing to be discouraged. Let's refuse to be discouraged. Let's tell the devil, enough is enough. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And from where I've just read, you know, Jonah was in a very awkward position that you would not like to be. But he happened to be in that situation. And when he was in that situation, I
loved
the attitude of
Jonah.
He never looked at the circumstance surrounding him. But he looked to the promise. And he said, everything is a lying vanity. Let me tell you, the devil likes to deal with the people who are discouraged. And let's not show him that we are discouraged. Let's look to the promise. God said something in that Bible. And I'm saying refuse to be discouraged. Refuse the devil. Tell him, I'm more than able. And I want to tell you, Satan, tonight, we are not defeated at all. Even if we remain the two of us, even if I remain one of by myself,
I will be a fighter alone.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's not look at all the circumstances, friends. Let's look at the word of God. There's hope there. Let's direct our faith tonight into the word of the Lord. There's something there in the word. Let's not look at the symptoms. There are symptoms around. There are rumors. There are things. People are saying things. But friends, we have got hope. It's in the word of the Lord. I believe God will pull us out of all the problems. I want to tell you, one day we'll look behind and see that will be history. And Brother Branham tells us that, you know, in the book Expectation 1950, on the 10th of August, Paragraph 29. Brother Branham was speaking about Jonah.
Brother Branham was talking about Jonah.
And he says symptoms, they are lying vanities. Don't receive them. Don't have nothing to do with them. Don't look at the symptoms, friends. Don't look at your troubles. Look at the promise. Look at the word. That's what we want to look at tonight. Refuse to be discouraged. I'm not saying discouragements are not there. There are many of them. But refuse to be discouraged tonight. If you look to them, you are looking away from God. We look at the unseen, not at what we see. No one could look at what they see and be a Christian. Don't look at what you can see. Look at the unseen. God has got something for us. Don't be discouraged. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
If we keep on being discouraged, we will lose the very thing God wants us to have. Let's not look at that. Because discouragements, you always have them. But let's look beyond that. Let's look at the unseen. Let's look at the promise. That's what we want to do tonight. Amen.
Amen.
I hope we're still together, friends. Amen.
Amen.
And Brother Bram tells us, I want to read in the book Expectation, the same book I was talking about, that was preached on the 10th of August, 1950.
Paragraph 30.
And Brother Bram says, what if someone came up in the morning to your door? The express agent.
Post office.
And throw the whole basket full of rattlesnakes. And had your name on them. And said, hey, here they are yours. You know they are there. Just like you know your symptom is there. But you have to ignore them. You have to learn to ignore your symptoms. There's no one without troubles in life. But you have to look at the promise. Don't look at the symptoms. The moment we look at the symptoms, we are defeated. And if you like to hear so much what the people say, you are defeated. Lock yourself in prayer somewhere with God. Meditate on the word of the Lord. Forget about these symptoms. As long we look at the symptoms, I'm going to tell you that we are defeated. The enemy will take a chance. But Brother Branham is telling us that you know they are there. Just like you know your symptom is there. If you receive them, they are yours. But don't have to take them. You can say, I don't want them. You can say your name is on them. They can say your name is on them.
Post office,
but as long as you don't sign for them, they are not theirs, not yours. Don't sign for that reckless net. Because you are going to sign for trouble. You know these troubles, they always accompany us until the Lord comes to take us home. But you know the trick? Don't ever acknowledge them. Ignore them. Leave them alone. Amen.
Amen.
I hope you understand that. You say, I don't want them. I won't have them. He can stand there and argue as much as he wants to. But until you take them and sign for them, they belong to the express company. They don't belong to you. This trouble, this sickness we have is not ours. It reminds me of a story. Amen. I like them stories. There was one time a tortoise was carrying his sack by pulling it. And he was going. Because he doesn't have a carriage on him. So he was pulling it by the leg. Amen.
Amen.
And a lizard saw it. And he cut it and went away.
Amen.
He cut it and he took it and went away. This issue went to the judge here and he judged. He said, look here. This thing is mine. But he said, no, but it can't be yours because it was away from you.
It is not yours because you don't have a receipt on you.
And the lizard had a point.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
If it is yours, you must be found with it in your hands. So why are you not carrying it if it is yours?
And the tortoise lost the issue. But the issue did not finish there. One day, the lizard was gone. And the big tail was there. And then the tortoise came and cut
them.
And the issue went again to the judge. And then he was made to be reminded. He was reminded.
You said that if something is yours, it must be found in your possession.
But now we find out, if it was belonging for the lizard, this tail, why didn't the lizard carry? What I cut is not yours.
So here, men of God, people of God, I'm saying, if this is ours, let's take it.
If the express company
postman
brings a little snack, that does not belong to you. It belongs to the Express company. It's not yours.
Look,
sickness is not yours. Despair is not yours. Trouble is not yours. It belongs to the express company. It belongs to the devil. Listen, friends. Tonight we want to tell the devil. We want to refuse. Because this does not belong to us. These troubles are not ours. God never made us to be sick. God never made us to be poor. God never made us to be in this trouble. But who done that?
It's
the devil. I'm saying, friends, refuse to be discouraged. Even death was never made for us. It's not God who made those things for us. God only allowed it. And tonight we want to come to the understanding that this thing is not mine. Refuse. Refuse it. You know the Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee away from you. Refuse him tonight. Are you thinking of the devil who has got some horns and things like that? No, sir. The devil is very cunning. Amen.
Amen.
We are with him every time. He comes in our mind. He comes in our jobs. He comes in different places. And what does he want? He wants to destroy. I'm saying, don't accept to be discouraged. Refuse to be discouraged. You are a child of God. God loves you and loves me. God wants you to be happy. God wants you to enjoy. God wants to give you good things. But who is giving you trouble? Sure, it's the devil. You know, God doesn't want to see you sad. Amen.
Amen.
God doesn't want to see you in those troubles. Because those troubles, they cause you another trouble. If you are sad, Brother Bram tells us, you are going to have some ulcers and many other problems. Amen.
Amen.
Why? Because that thing was not from God. The devil is the one bringing to you. He is trying to make you so sad and so discouraged. Many times we think God wants us to suffer. No, that's not the plan of God for us to suffer. God wants us to be happy. God wants us to be healthy. God wants us to prosper. The Bible says, above all, he wants us to have a good health. Is it so? But why do we have trouble? Why do we spend our days crying?
Is
the devil. But when we discover him, we say no to what he's doing. Refuse him. Anichaka anutakura. Sickness is not mine, it's yours,
Takura urwere wako Satan.
Refuse it.
Ramba.
Don't
feel pity for yourself.
The devil will never feel pity. He is a fighter. But you take the promise and fight the devil. That's the only option. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, Brother Bram says, don't sign for nothing the devil brings. You say, there it is. Though I refuse to have it. That's right. Take it back. Have nothing to do with it. If you don't testify that you got your healing, the devil take opportunity.
You need to testify. You need to say, that's mine. Amen. But when you testify and you say you still have sickness, that devil keeps it with you. But refuse to testify of it. I won't have it. No, sir. I don't want it. Oh, my.
Amen.
That's when you are getting faith. Give your faith a chance in your life. Give chance to your faith, friends. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because if you don't, the devil always give you problems. Refuse the things of the devil. He's always pushing many things every time. But you refuse to sign for it. Those troubles are not yours. They are from the devil. Refuse them. They will go back to where they came from. Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen.
Let God have his way with you. Turn your faith loose. Exercise your own faith. Cut it loose. Let God have his way. Is that right? We need to believe this word. If we don't, then we are in problems. Because the moment you begin to worry in your mind, oh, I don't have money home.
Oh, andina mari.
I'm not feeling well. This thing is not going well. That thing is not going well. Maybe you get a song and you begin to sing about your sorrows. Don't do that. Refuse them things. Begin to sing a song of praise. Rise from those troubles. Tell the devil, these troubles are yours, Satan. They are not mine.
Take your things and go.
This thing is not mine.
As this is angry. Amen.
Refuse it.
Zidambe.
Oh, you say, brother, can it be possible? Yes.
Sir.
You can refuse. That's why the word is here. Take the word. There is nothing we can use, friends, in the time of trouble. Let's use the word. Brother Branham says, in this same book, paragraph 32, when I had stomach trouble so bad, until the doctor said, maybe there's no hope for you, that Moyo's too, they told the same thing, the Moyo's clinic, but I accepted God upon the scripture. He's the high priest of my confession. What you confess is what God will do. He's the high priest. Exactly what you want, that's what exactly he says, I'll give it to you. Don't feel for pity for yourself. No, sir. Just be a soldier. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We are not recruits, friends. But we are soldiers in the field. Let's fight this battle. I'm telling you, friends. While we are shed, the enemy is busy. The devil is happy. But let's refuse all the discouragement. We are not worse than somebody else. We are better off. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Remember, friends, Brother Abraham tells us, there was somebody was crying for shoes. And he was making really noise. But you see, at the same time, there was somebody who had no feet. You think your situation is worse than somebody? I don't believe that, brother. No, sir. God is in control somewhere. He's in control somewhere. Let me tell you, friends, we must refuse our discouragement. Enough is enough. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, I'm thinking, brother. I can see Shamgar one time. That's a little guy. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
A brother who was not a soldier. But every time the Philistines came and took his products, when they were busy harvesting, and one day he got the holy wrath, the holy anger, and he said, enough is enough, man. Enough is enough. The devil can't be doing that. I have to fight him. You see, friends, enough is enough, friends. Let's get out of our discouragement. We are more than able. Let's rise up. Let's go somewhere and pray throughout. Yourself, you can make an all-night prayer. Let's pray, friends. There's a God who can answer prayer. Enough is enough. I believe it, brother. There must be a way somewhere. There's a way out of our trouble, brother. There's a way out of this, man. God will reveal to us. We are Abraham's seed. He will reveal to us. Because we are children, we are entitled to these blessings. Enough is enough, friends. You know, the disciples were so sad because Jesus had been taken away. We can see them going discouraged, going back to their business. Some people live in the church. Hey, man. And they thought it's over. Friends, don't leave the church. Stay in the church. We are more than able. Our God is a God of restoration. He will restore again. He will bring us back again. I believe that. Refuse the discouragement. Let us refuse tonight to be discouraged by the devil. We are more than able. We are more than able. Though we have lost some soldiers, but we are more than able. Put your uniform tonight. Stop crying now. It's time to stop crying. Put your armor and let us fight the devil. Even if I remain with one tooth, I will still bite him with one tooth. Refuse to be discouraged, friends. So many rumors and talks and things. Like that. There are people who like to listen to rumors. They benefit you nothing. Let's rise up as soldiers. Let's take on our armor. Let's fight the devil. Yes, sir. Let's fight him. Yes,
amen.
Sir. I believe that, brother.
Those tender ama.
Symptoms will have them, brother. But let's get away from that.
I think you
know, I like what Brother Bram was saying here. Amen. He says, you know, he started swallowing that food which he was told not to eat. He says, when I started to eat and swallow the first mouthful, the doctor said, one mouthful, if he eats, will be indigestion.
boy, you would die right now.
Hapana zvinokwanisa kugaiwa nedumbu rako, unobva wangofa ipapo.
I ate beans.
Ndakadya beans.
And cornbread.
Nechingwa.
And onions.
Nema onion.
Yes, sir.
Wongu changa.
I took and I asked the blessing over it.
Ndakazvitora ndikazvinamatira.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
What did he do?
Vakaitei?
He put in the mouth.
Vakazvisa mumukanwa.
And chewed it up.
Vakatanga kuzvitsenga.
And swallowed it.
Ndobva vazvimedza.
Devil said you will die.
Diabora akati uchafa iwe.
And he came right back into the mouth.
Ndobva zvatsoka mukanwa.
I held my hand over my mouth.
Ndakabata muromo wangu.
Swallowed it back.
Ndikazvidzosera mukanwa.
I said no sir.
Ndikati kwete.
I refuse. No sir.
Ndaramba ini.
Somebody's right.
Pane mumwe munhu anotaura chokwadi.
God is right.
Mwari ndiye anotaura chokwadi.
My mouth is not right, but God is right.
Mumwe wangu hausitaura chokwadi.
God's word is right.
Mwari ndiye chokwadi.
Somebody is right.
Pane anotaura chokwadi apa.
Oh yes, you might be feeling what you are feeling tonight. But I want to tell you, somebody's right. Not your feelings. Not your politics. But somebody's right. That is the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord is right. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Ma. Barom says, I swallowed again.
Amen.
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 He brought it right back again. Barom says in the book, The Second Miracle.
1951.
29 July.
36.
Refuse to sign for anything the devil brings.
He
will have to take it back. Take it back. Does not belong to me.
This is angu.
Friends,
Shamari.
All the journey in life, we are in a battle with the devil.
When door upenyu.
He will always tell you, oh, these things are not so. Oh, so and so said so. But look into the promise. See? You say, I refuse to have it. I just won't have it. No, sir. I won't have it. No, sir. You'll have to take it back in the name of the Lord. If you believe the word, stay with the word. Hold on to the word.
Amen.
And confess it and say, I have accepted Jesus as my healer. There's no affliction or disease can stay on you. Stay right with it. Stay right with the Bible. Stay right with the word. Huh?
Amen.
Refuse to sign for it. Don't be discouraged. So many things come on you. Don't frown. So many percentages that are said, the people, you know, it takes for the muscle to frown.
Than to smile.
Kudarika
mamhasuro anodiwa kuti unyemwerere.
Yes, sir. So why worry? Why spend all your energy? Some people get tired not because they've been working, but they've been thinking of useless things. No benefit at all. They are so tired.
And
you know, people who think evil things, they get so tired. If you think the things of the Lord, you don't normally get so tired. You get so energetic every time.
Amen.
It's life.
Upenyu.
When you think of the word, you
shoko.
Take the word in you. The word
mouth.
Is life.
Shoko upenyu.
But the lies of the devil is death.
Asine madzati ya borirufu.
Why worry, spend your time with the devil?
Young girl,
the devil will tell you you won't get married.
Such
a lie of the devil. It has never happened. What will happen is you get married. I don't know how. Somebody will tell you you'll never get a job yourself, you die a loafer. It's a lie of the devil. Begin to rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. I am a winner. I am a winner. The devil knows that. I am a winner. Tell him you are more than a conqueror. Why get so sad until the devil gives you an opportunity to sin? Don't be discouraged. That's the last thing that you should do. Don't give him an opportunity like that. Amen.
Amen.
Because the devil is a liar from the word go, from the beginning. Don't sign for nothing, my brother. The moment you accept it, you are defeated. But why should we? We shouldn't do that. We should always be on the positive side. That's what God wants us to. Even if things are upside down, afford a little smile on your own lips. You know what God asked Cain one day?
You Cain. Why is your countenance fallen?
When things go wrong inside your heart, your face can show that things are not fine. But don't allow that. Refuse to be discouraged. Even if you don't have meal at home, refuse to accept that. Because our God is a God of miracles. I know there's no millimeter at home, but I believe God will create millimeter for me. He's more than able. I don't know if your God is able to do that. My God is able to do that. He has done it many times. Don't let the devil bring those things. Let me tell you, ministers. I know my elder brothers are seated there. I saw Pastor Mabugu. And I saw other pastors are there. I really appreciate the Lord for that. Okay, let's give for an example like on Monday, which many classify it as a temptation day. Everything don't seem to be fine. The image is right. This thing is right. But your own perception looks at it as it's upside down. Things become upside down. And the only medicine for that is to refuse this discouragement. The devil discourages. Every time. But I'm saying, friends, refuse to be discouraged. We are in a time when the devil is discouraging us, man. He's telling us many things. Every day we hear many things. What
But what is he trying to do?
Asaruda kuedza kuita sei?
Not to build us.
Kwete kutivaka.
He's trying to destroy
us.
Refuse him.
Ramba.
Ignore him.
Murambe mufuratire.
Brother Branham tells us about this issue of ignoring.
Brother Branham akatudza nyaya yekumufuratira kusiya.
Ignoring something does not mean it's not there.
Kusiya chinhu hacho chirapo hazvinoti hachipo.
Ignoring.
Ingochifuratira.
Does not mean it's not there.
Kuchifuratira hazvinoti hachipo.
It's there.
Chiripo.
But you have to ignore it.
Asi unongofuratira.
Akafana nomunhu wausingadi kumhorosa kana pane wausingadi kumhoresa.
If you are someone who don't want to greet.
Haufani kudaro.
You don't have to do that.
Unofana kumhoresa vanhu vese.
You must greet everyone.
But kana aripo.
But if there is someone like that.
Unotomi ignore aripo.
You have to ignore that person even if he or she is there.
Saka Satan unotomi ignore aripo. Handi kuti hakuna Satan samani. Ariko.
Who ignore him even when he is there?
Satanano Doriko.
He is there.
As you know, we ignore.
He exists, but we ignore him anyhow.
No kutunga zofunga utindirikuta hakuna Satan. Aiwa.
Peradventure, you might think that I'm saying there's no devil. He is there. He exists.
Ashi ignore.
But ignore him.
Antina Brother Branham,
Iwe
Anzadzi, a certain sister says, look, Brother Branham or a certain brother, I don't know, he says, I've got a problem, I've got a stubborn spirit.
Anzi ndine dambudziko, ndine hasha. Ndine kusindima yoku sindimara.
I've got a stubborn spirit.
Ndine moyo yoku sindimara.
How can I overcome it?
Ndinokunda sei kumweya uyu?
Brother Branham says the only way to ignore it.
Anzi nzira yega yekungozvikunda.
It's not going on the altar and say, Satan, in the name of Jesus, go away. And tomorrow you go back. Satan, in the name of Jesus,
Satan, Mustara Jesus,
go away.
Ipa.
You are wasting your time.
Urikupedza nguva.
You are tantalizing a snake. At the end, it will bite you. Okay, if you want to hear that story, listen to this. God being misunderstood.
1961.
23 July.
23 July.
Paragraph 605.
Paragraph 605.
Stubbornness is not of God. And now the only way to get away from that is you have to have faith to overcome that.
Amen.
Amen.
That
is if you are a Christian.
Kana uri muKristu.
You are a son or a daughter of God. I'm going to close few minutes from now. But listen to this now. He says, whichever way it might be, you will never be able just to stand and rebuke it. It's just like tantalizing a rattlesnake. He is laying there ready to bite you. If you just ignore him and walk away from him, he can't hurt you. See? Refuse him is there, but refuse him. I believe it's in the Old Testament where there was a similar issue like this. You know, a young man took a goat and he went with it to the wilderness. And he left it there. And you must not come through the same way that you came in. You come the other way. You leave the goat there. Don't look back. Don't look back. As long as you have left him there, don't look back. Go away. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's the same thing today. When you go to the altar and you leave that sin, your unbelief there, walk away. Even if you see that unbelief is following you, don't ignore him. Leave him there. In the name of Jesus Christ, leave them there. Walk away. Refuse that demon.
Ramba demoni.
Refuse that lust.
Ramba ruchiva.
Refuse your backbiting.
Ramba makuwai.
Refuse all.
Ramba zose.
Take God in you.
Tora mari mauri.
You know, the brother Branham says.
Branham noti.
So says. So when you feel that you got a stubborn spirit, lay the thing on the altar and believe God that the thing is dead. And you will never have it no more. And go on and don't even pay any attention to it no more. And the thing will leave you. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Thus get away quickly. So that will be my advice how to overcome. We overcome by faith. We overcome the devil by faith. Resist the devil. Don't entertain him. If you do, you are gone. Refuse all discouragement, friends. Because if you want to do something good, remember the devil is always watching to discourage you. He wants you to make a mistake. He wants you to mess up things. So if you don't want to mess things, hold on to the word of God. Refuse all the discouragement. Whatever the people will say, many people talk many things about us. Maybe as ministers, maybe you as a believer, you as a deacon, as a trustee, whatever you do, the devil has got something to say about you. But the only way to overcome, refuse all those things. Hold on to the word of God. He will tell you, you have sinned your days, you are no longer a child of God. It's a lie of the devil. There is no sin that cannot be forgiven. He is lying to you. Refuse his lies. Hold on to the word of God. And by so doing, you'll be better off.
There are many
people who can tell you that you are a witch. As long as you know you are not a witch, that's fine. Why should you worry about things that are not there? As urumuroi kan.
But are you a witch?
Kufunuka gati kwata. Sugune katuri kwaka kosh.
If the cap fits, then wear it.
No, don't do that.
No, sadaru.
You know, the devil can say many things. So many stories. But refuse to be discouraged. We are more than conquerors. Let's not listen to the devil. He's a liar. He's been a liar from the beginning. And I want to encourage you, church. Let's not listen to that. So many stories might be told. But the truth itself lies in God's word. All these other things are lies. They're all vanities. Don't look at the symptoms. The things that you say, they are there, brother. If you want, I will show you they are there. But that's a lie of the devil. Don't accept that.
It
is not the truth.
Achisi chokwadi.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The devil has been waiting for that opportunity to say what he wants to say, to do what he wants to do. But we are here holding on the word of God. We are more than able. We will cross, friends. We will go to the promised land. Not the children of
Israel.
They got affected by discouragement. And that's what made them not to make it to the promised land. They got discouraged. So many things along the way. Don't you listen to that. The truth is God is the true one. All other things are lies from the devil. Symptoms arise, feelings arise. Sometimes you wake up and you are not feeling good. And you say, I'm not feeling good. You keep on singing like that, you keep get worse and worse and worse. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Don't entertain negative things in your mind. Only accept positive things. Because the devil works with the head. And he wants to affect that head. So the moment we accept that, we are sure defeated. Refuse to be discouraged. Don't let the devil do that. You create problems which were not in you. Now, the best way to do that, in the times like that, I like what was announced here, that let's get to be praying. The most important thing, spend your time in prayer. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You never go wrong. You never go wrong. All these other things, they will add your woes. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Some people, they don't come to church. They go to some football match and things like that. And they think they'll get happy. By the time they come back, they'll have double problems. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But the thing to do is get in the word of the Lord. You'll never go wrong. Satan will not catch you there. Resist the devil. He will flee away from you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Discouragement is the worst weapon the devil can pour on us. When we are discouraged, the devil can pour lots of things on us. And the truth is, there is nothing true on what he's pouring. Nothing. Is a lie. But the truth that I want to say tonight, we are more than able. We are conquerors. Don't look at yourself. The one who conquers is the word that is in you. It's not you and me. The word is the one which conquers. So let's take the word. It has guided us to where we are today. It will guide us along the way. Listen. Brother Branham is not here.
Brother Branham has
gone. The pastor's not here.
Wasipano.
Many other friends have gone.
Zakawanda zaenda.
But what will lead us? Let's look on the footprints on the sands of time. We will arrive there. As we look at the footprints on the sands of time, we will arrive there. God will make a way somehow. Somewhere, somehow, there's a way provided. When something happens, there is a way provided somewhere. Let's not have the time to be discouraged. Let's look at the way, which is the way, Lord. There is a way provided somewhere. And we are looking for that. And we know we'll come up right. As long as we are still students of Malachi 4. We will make it. Do you believe that? Refuse to be discouraged tonight. Are you ready to tell the devil? Do you want to tell him, take back your snacks? Your rattlesnakes, I'm not going to sign for them. Take them back.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I'm not going to accept your revelations. I'm not going to accept your lies. These are lying vanities. These are lying vanities. But the truth is the word. It's not what you feel. Our feelings are deceptive. But you know, brother and sister, it's the word. Not our feelings. They deceive us. It's not true. I really hate my own thoughts myself.
Amen.
I hate my thoughts. I hate my feelings. God knows it. They are not to lead me. I many times fight with them because they are no good. Maybe I'm praying. Instead of praying, they go astray and think of something else. Is this good? No, sir. I have them thoughts. They are mine, but they are useless. I refuse them. I want the thoughts of the Lord. Take the mind that was in Christ. Let it be the right mind.
Amen.
It's not all the thinking and all the feeling that is good, but the word of the Lord is the only thing that is right. So tonight, brother and sister, I want to tell you, we are more than conquerors. Amen.
Amen.
And you know, many times we realize we are really weak ourselves. But God is the only one who keeps us going. So many things we realize that we shouldn't have done. But why do we do it? It's just being misled by our feelings. And we should not listen to that. Dedicate yourself to the Lord. Keep yourself before the Lord. Refuse all the lies. You always prosper in your ways. Put this word before you. If you want to prosper. And that will be fine. Amen. May the Lord bless you, saints. We certainly want to tell you we appreciate you.
Amen.
We appreciate the elders and all the families. And we want to appreciate also the family of our gone pastor. All the ministers and pastors and elders, God bless
you.
It's a battle. Before maybe we get to prayer, I just want to tell you one thing. Sometimes I had a story that touched my heart so much. And he says, you know, a good man, an old man, was playing some
karate.
And his son was looking at that. He was really liking the way daddy was doing. But one day, I don't know what daddy did. He played in some ways. And there was a branch cut his head off. And the young boy was looking at that. And when he saw it, he said, if growing up means being cut a head like this, I don't want to grow. I want to remain as a child. Sometimes that's what I think as a minister myself. That some of the things that I now know, if I had known them before, I was never going to accept to be a pastor. Because if growing up means being cut ahead,
kukura kudemburwa musoro.
I don't want to be cut ahead.
And ndidi kudemburwa musoro.
I would rather not grow up.
And ngade hangu kukura ini.
So let's sing this song as we get to pray.
Ngatiimbe kamba akati chisvika panguva yekunamata.
Amen. I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. Be satisfied as long as I will, let me walk close to thee, just as close I walk with run. Can somebody help us on that song as we continue on? Prayer, brother and sister.